Greetings everyone, this is Sharmi Devan here, your spiritual and emotional wellness coach on the Sampoorna Wellness podcast channel. And today we are carrying forward once again my favorite topic, angel therapy. So last week I left you with the formula of what I believe angels are, which was love plus light equals angels. Today we're gonna go a little bit deeper into knowing and understanding and even connecting with angels. So there is no correct way really of connecting with angels or perceiving angels. Some people see that they are beings of light, as I had mentioned earlier, and then some people can just feel their presence, which means that their intuitive sense is different than the other person. It's not right or wrong, it's just different. So some people who are clairvoyant, which means they can see things clearly, intuitively, can see angels as lights, as winged beings, as orbs of light, as just pure light flowing towards them, or, you know, a column of light. It depends once again on perception, or they actually see them as winged beings. And angels don't really have wings, but it is their aura which is shaped in such a way that it appears that they have wings. Okay, so that is one way to perceive angels. Some people start to hear celestial voices or even gentle voices. However, one of the angels that I have connected with personally, that is Archangel Michael, and I am clairaudient, which means I can hear things before I see it. I have heard him to have a slightly husky and firm voice, and he uses very short sentences like don't, yes, no, stop. And it almost kind of sounds not even husky, but more a little bit robotic. Okay, that is how Archangel Michael sounds. Same goes for Archangel Nathaniel. He also sounds quite firm in his tonality. It's not the soft chime-like sound. Whereas there are other angels that I have heard, for example, Archangel Haniel, that kind of sounds like wind chimes. So different angels can sound differently, but remember that their voices are always loving and they are filled with warmth and just a lot of love. And then there are people who just have a very clear knowing of angels being there. So they will just say, I just know it, you know, I know it, and I can sense their presence, and when they are there I just know it. And that ability is claircognizance, which is clear knowing. And then the last one is clairsentience, which means clear sensation. So some people can feel a temperature change, a drop in the air pressure, you know, ears popping out, or a ringing sound in the ear. Actually, ringing sound in the ear is more clairaudient, whereas the pressure changing around the ears, or a soft gentle touch, or a tap on your shoulders. And remember that angels are asexual or non-sexual beings, and they will never ever touch you privately, on, you know, like they will never fondle your breasts, or, you know, fondle you in your genitalia or anything of that sort to show their presence. If that is happening, then it is probably a darker entity. In angelic presence is usually felt from your head up to your shoulders and nothing beyond that, and of course your arms. Yes, so that can happen, you know, goosebumps and a tingly feel somewhere in that upper part of your body and arms. So that would be a way that you would perceive or feel or hear or know that angels are around. And they do manifest in a myriad kind of ways. And once again, every experience is a good experience. Every experience is a special experience, and every experience is a unique experience. Now, some of the visible signs that angels are around us. Number one is cloud formations. Now, of course, Mumbai is a very, very populated and polluted city. But if you are up in the mountains especially and you see these different cloud formations, you will be able to see clouds that look like angel wings, angels, cupids, etc. The other way is feathers. This is one of the most common ways that angels show their presence, and this whole appearance of a feather is usually a slightly bigger feather. It's not those teeny tiny snow looking feathers, it's the larger proper feather looking feather, and it kind of shows up where there is no sign of a bird. So if birds are around and there are feathers, of course that is not an angelic sign. But if there is not a bird in sight, and suddenly in a closed room, in an enclosure that has no chance of any bird entering, and you see a feather or two, you know that angels are around. The other one is a music. Could be celestial music. Sometimes it's also music that might show up even on your radio station, like an answer to your prayer. One of the most popular songs that I talk about in a lot of my seminars is, and it's a Hindi song, so excuse me if you don't know Hindi music so much, but a very, very popular song that can show up is, "Tu na jaane aas paas hai khuda," or it could be a song that feels very, very celestial, very, very angelic. One of the times I was playing a radio station, which is an English radio station in our city, and I was having a thought about whether I should move forward in my work or not. And I heard this song by Pink, and Pink is one of my favorite singers. And if you've heard of A Million Dreams, and I felt that it was a sign for me to go ahead with what I was planning to do. And at that point in time, I was planning to produce a card deck of my own, and I wasn't quite sure if I should or I shouldn't. And I heard this song, A Million Dreams by Pink, and I'm like, oh my God, it is such a sign. And then I kind of switch over to another Hindi radio station, and they were having a conversation about how important it is to pursue your dreams. So it could be things like these, and that also is the sign that angels are around and helping you and guiding you forward into your manifestation, your life path, etc. The other signs that you will see are names. A lot of the times I'm traveling, and I, you know, sometimes will end up having a thought that I have not seen a single angelic sign around, and suddenly a taxi or a rickshaw will pull up and it will have the word angel written on it, or, you know, angel auto, angel automobile, or I will see a pair of wings drawn on that vehicle, things like that. And then the other thing that you can end up also seeing are billboards, signs that are there on billboards that are nudging you towards what you have been asking for. So these are some of the very physical signs. The other very common one, what we call as lucky pennies, you know, where you find a coin lying around on the road and you pick it up and you say, "Hey, I found a lucky penny," but it's actually angels answering your question in the form of these coins or pennies. And once again, I have a very interesting story to share. I was taking a walk in my building compound with a friend of mine, and I was fairly new at angel therapy, And she was like, do angels really exist? You know, tell me more about angels. And so I started talking about angels with this girl, and I was talking about pennies, lucky pennies. And it was so interesting because there was no chance that we literally have a shower of pennies or coins, as we were just, you know, kind of going in circles around the building in the compound. And as I was talking about angels with her, a whole bunch of these silver looking coins showed up, and she was so surprised when I was, you know, when we were having this conversation, and then like literally a bed of these silver coins show up, which are not of any denomination per se, and they were not real silver, but they were kind of like just, you know, coins that you would use for decoration, that kind of stuff. And she was so surprised because she's like, a moment ago when we were at this spot, I didn't see these and you didn't see these, and now they're here. And I'm like, yeah, well, we're talking about angels, so they're making their presence very obvious. The other one is numbers. You see a series of numbers, like starting with 0 to 9, and then double zeros to double nines, and triple zeros to triple nines, and then the most popular ones are the quadruples, the 1111. I recently had tuned into this website that sells jewelry, and they have necklaces with angel numbers on them. I was so amazed and I was so thrilled about it that I decided that I should, you know, go ahead and invest in one of these necklaces. They had a 444, and they had a 777, and they had a 1111. And it was just so interesting to see that people have actually started believing in these numbers, and people like to even make jewelry out of these numbers, which is just so amazing for me to see as an angel therapist. Now, something to know about religion and angel therapy. While just about every religion mentions about angels, and there are different names that are given to angels, so there is Messiah, Masiha, Farishta, Pari, Angel, of course, Devdut, Cupid, Apsara, etc., they don't have to have any specific names, and angels don't really belong to any one particular denomination. It's just that they're differently named in different religions. But when we look at angel therapy, we're looking at a very eclectic, non-denominational approach towards angels. As I had mentioned earlier, they are nothing but extension of God's divine love and light. Angels are beings that basically will carry your message forward in a more catalyst-like way. Okay, they act as catalysts between you and the divine, you and your manifestation, you and your prayers. So we don't really pray to angels, but we actually connect with angels to take our prayers forward to God. Okay, one of the most popular angels that people connect with to carry their prayer, their offerings to God forward more systematically is Archangel Sandalphon. And he's the angel of music, a guardian angel to many musicians, many singers, and he helps carry our message forward and becomes our direct connection to the divine. And that way, so are every other angels, okay? But you need not be a religious person to believe in angels and to work with angels. One of the most important things to remember about angels is that they will never, ever, ever impose themselves on you. They will never try to rule over you. They will never force you to do something. Okay, if you feel that an angel is forcing you against your will, once again, this is not an angel. This is perhaps some sort of a dark entity pretending to be an angel. Remember that angels are telepathic in nature, which means that they can read our minds. They can hear us also very, very well. Even if we're thinking of angels, angels will show up. Having said that, they will never unnecessarily invade in our lives. So this is known as the law of free will. What does it mean? It means that you have the choice to connect with angels or not. Except if your life is under threat and it is not your time to die, is when angels will intervene and help you and save you. But they will never ever force themselves on you in other matters. So if you are sitting and crying and, you know, wondering where your angels are and why they're not helping you, it's perhaps because you have not really asked for their help. You have not given them permission to intervene in your life when needed. Now, many years ago, and I want to say it was at least 12 years ago, when I decided to hand over the reins of my life into the hands of angels, because I truly believed in them and I felt like I had found my life purpose. So more than 12 years ago, I put in a command, a request, whatever you would call it, to angels to please go ahead and intervene in my life as and when required. They need not seek my permission and they have every right to work with me and become my partners in life. And I wouldn't say that life has been a bed of roses after that. It's just that, like I told you earlier, it's like traveling in a car that has airbags. The impact of an accident is going to reduce considerably if you're traveling in a vehicle that has airbags versus a vehicle that does not have airbags and you meet with an accident. So we can invoke angels to help us out whenever we like, for whatever we like, as long as that manifestation, that ask that we have from the angels, is for the highest and best good of one and all involved. If you are going to be doing something not so good to the other person, angels are not going to help you. If you are somebody who practices black magic, angels are not going to help you for the longest time, okay? They might come in and they might come help you, but wherever angels sense darker energies, they will usually just very simply and safely slide away. So remember that angels are messengers of God. They are the purest form of love and light, and they only will intervene in your life if and only if you give them permission to. So it is completely in your hands whether you want to work with angels or not. My suggestion as we part ways today is to give it a thought, to consider giving angels the permission to work with you in your life, in your life purpose, in your manifestations, and just observe how beautifully that starts to happen for you. And if it does, then you can keep calling upon them more and more and more. And I'll also say this before I leave, that the more you call upon angels, the more your bond increases with them. Think about it. If you have a friend and you start getting into the habit of, you know, meeting them often, giving them a call, messaging them often enough, that acquaintance or, you know, just a casual friend will start to become a good friend. And then as you increase it, they become a close friend, and then you increase it even more and they become your best friends and, you know, a big part of your life. Such would be your connection with angels. The more you connect with them, the more you call upon them, the more you work with them, the better your chances to receive from them, to work with them, to receive the abundance that they have to offer, to receive the love that they have to offer, the guidance that they have to offer. And this is what the beauty of angels and angel therapy is. So I hope that this podcast has encouraged you to connect with angels and to begin working with angels. You need not be in a meditative mode. You need not be in a prayer mode to do this. So go ahead and give it a shot. And I will see you very, very soon in our next podcast at the end of the week. Until then, take very good care of yourself. I love you so much. Stay safe and allow the angels to continue to work with you. This is Sharmi Devan signing off. Have a fantastic week ahead.